Well, it is time now for Radio Theater. Sarah Lawrence is one of two artistic directors of Loon, the Lyric Opera of the North. And she joins us to talk about theater on the radio this morning. Radio Theater on KUMD. Hey, Sarah, good morning.
Hi.
Nice to have you in our studios this morning. We're talking about, let's see if I've got this right, how you're a diva and I demand so much money from the radio station that we need to have a membership drive to fund it. That was the plan this morning.
Was that it, or was it that I'm actually filling out my check right now?
I think that's probably it.
I think that is probably it. To KUMD.
To KUMD for your membership. It's membership drive time. And not only is that obviously a time where we raise money for KUMD, but it is a great opportunity for us to kind of step outside the kinds of conversations that we normally have and connect to our guests on, you know, kind of a more personal level about the things that really matter to them, the things that really matter to us. When you're running a theater company, that's something that's obviously a passion. Very few people say, I'm going to run a theater company because I have done all the research and I'm looking at that bottom line and I am going to become wealthy. So I think in Duluth, I'll start up an opera company, right, and then I will really rake in the big bucks. It doesn't really work that way.
Well, it certainly didn't work that way for us, and my husband and I did not have any inkling that we would be running an opera company. We actually stepped in when the founder of this company died very unexpectedly. So she started the company in 2004, Ruth Jacobson, with the help of lots of her friends and her sister, Jean, and people like Bill Bastian in town who had indeed run an opera company throughout the 90s. So she did do a lot of research, and she had had a singing career for many years in Europe and all over the United States. And then, you know, the things didn't go as expected, and we lost Ruth in 2010. So in the middle of our singing careers,
We
started learning how to do this.
How to run an opera company.
Yeah. Budgets and grant applications and personnel and things like that.
which is funny, because so often people will say, people tell me a lot, you should have a bookstore, or you should have a pet shop. Of course, pet shops have fallen out of favor now, but you know, where you should run an animal shelter or something like that. And I think, why do we think that a person's love of singing, perhaps, would automatically translate to, I want to do budgets and hire people and pay bills?
Or, for that matter, why would you even want to be a professional singer? You know, the thing is, you can love something very, very much, and then when it turns into your job, then it's a bit, then you're running a business. So, the singing thing was the first thing to learn, and all those dreams of how that goes sort of evolve as you learn that you're running a business, you're learning self-promotion and radical self-care. That's why I think that's how divas, used for sopranos.
I think so.
We become neurotic about every little sniffle because it is a bottom line thing. When you're sick, you can't work.
Right.
So if we're sitting next to somebody on a bus and they're sneezing, all we can think is, I have to sing in 2 days or 3 days or a week. Where's the Purell?
Right. Right. Exactly. Exactly. Talk about a little bit about this amazing community and how this community, despite what you might think, supports the arts, in particular, I guess, because we talk about the performing arts.
Yeah.
This is an amazing community when it comes to performing arts.
Well, I think one of the things that appealed to us first about this community, we were coming here from Chicago to sing in an opera that was written by Colder by the Lake. And it was so
already we knew this about you, that you were not humor impaired.
Well, I hope not. And we thought it was so fun to meet people here who were, say, coming to rehearsal in their Hunter Orange or something like that. And the thing about Duluth is that there's this very strong individualism, and you can't assume anything about anyone. Also, people don't tend to I guess when we moved here, we were coming here straight from the singing world. Everybody we knew was singers or in the business. And when we moved here, people seemed to care more about where we had skied that day or where we were going to spend our summer or, you know, things like that. Do we have a garden? I mean, it was just so much fun to not talk to everyone about the work we did all the time, but to talk about all the passions that fuel people. And I guess that's where we all intersect, is the ski trails.
Well, now this would have been an opportunity if you were indeed a diva. What do you call a man who's a diva, by the way?
Devo.
A devo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just I figured, but I wasn't sure. And then I always started to think about Il Devo. And then after that, I would forget what I was thinking about. But if you and your husband had been those kinds of people, this would have been a wonderful opportunity for you to, you know, really put on airs and really...
I'm not sure. I don't think we would have made
any
friends.
Hey, by the way... Well, no, but I mean, the point of being that kind of person who comes across as very egotistical and high maintenance mm-hmm. is obviously not to make friends. It's to impress people. And then people just would have looked at you blankly and said...
Right.
Well, where did you ski?
Well, the funny thing is, when we moved here... it was one of those operas that was being created sort of while we rehearsed. Tyler Kaiser was writing the music, and this is before we had all the software to do all that composition. So he lived around the corner from us, and he was running down to our house, and we were cutting and pasting. We were helping clean the theater. We were doing, you know, it was just this really fun sort of everyone get together and put on a show kind of feeling. I think that diva term gets tossed around. You know, it actually means goddess. And it's meant to be a good thing, a respectful thing. When people call someone that, they mean you're singing like a goddess.
Right.
And we use it now more to say you're behaving badly.
Right.
And I think that
you're high maintenance and you have this sense
demanding.
Of entitlement. And
I think that...
It's Mimu.
I've only seen... Is that you, Mimu?
As a matter of fact.
I've only seen that happen when people are struggling. I think I've worked with so many people in so many different types of theater and types of musical situations. People are wonderful, gracious. Every singer I've worked with, even the really fancy ones, have been really lovely. The only times, and I mean, I can count this on, you know, one hand with lots of fingers remaining. It only happens when people are feeling hugely insecure that they tend to behave a little poorly.
When you do feel comfortable in your own skin mm-hmm. and you do feel confident of what you can do, not only that opens up all of this breathing space
yep.
in which to appreciate other people's gifts and in which to appreciate other people and say with all genuineness, oh my gosh, you know, you are so wonderful at this, you are so wonderful at that.
That's right.
Whatever
it
might be.
And you can be filled with gratitude when you're sort of walking confidently in the earth, you know. You feel like there's plenty for you, so you don't have to scrape for your own.
Exactly.
But yeah, and I've really hardly ever seen, I mean, my very best friends are people who do exactly what I do. They're lovely people.
Well, it would be a difficult community to try to have that kind of arrogance, I think.
Well, the thing is...
Because we just kind of don't roll that way.
No.
Nobody would really know how to deal with you if you were that way.
Right, and there aren't really enough companies, the you know, opera companies or symphonies, to work everywhere just once.
Right.
You have to be somebody that somebody wants to spend time with, or you won't be asked back. So you can be really, really good and never work there again if you made it unpleasant for those around you.
Right, right. KUMD, well, we find ourselves in a similar situation. Almost, we have an embarrassment of riches. There is so much public radio available to folks in this market, generally a lot more public radio than in many other communities. And so our sense is that we've got to be very, very good at our niche, very, very good at what we do, because people have other options and we want them to keep coming back. And of course, we also want them to accidentally go to the phone and pick up the phone and call 726-7181. If you know a diva and you want to dish the dirt, you can give Sarah a call this morning and she'd be happy to be horrified at your call. 726-7181. Mimu Salmela in our studios this morning, a woman that I learned, like you say, you never know who you're sitting next to.
Right.
I learned that this woman, who's this marketing, you know, development, KUMD, you know, this is what we need to do. You know, she's cerebral and she's out there and she's working the thing. She skates like she breathes. And if you make her angry, she's carrying a hockey stick. And you don't want to mess with this woman. This is what I learned about her. So I'm just saying, whether you are a supporter of the arts or whether you are a person whose interests tend more toward the skiing, the hockey playing, you got to watch this gal play hockey.
Lisa,
sometime.
I got to tell you something. You know, it's funny when you talk about that. I'm all about winning and the experience.
No kidding.
You know, yeah, you have come to my games. Thanks so much. But anyway, you know, the bottom line is that when you're part of KUMD family and you become a member of KUMD, I felt since the beginning when I started here that this is like the winning team. And we have grown so much. Like KUMD is 59 years old. And the things that we provide to this community is amazing. And when you're part of it, you really feel of what it is to be part of a winning team. We keep getting bigger. Our website just got redone. And we are everywhere. We are your champions here in the community, helping nonprofits and, you know, area businesses that are maybe smaller that can get a nice start. And we are here for you. So to make sure that you're part of our team, you make that phone call, 726-7181. It's kind of funny. I think of KUMD as the music source in, you know, and all this information that you can get. And I think of people singing, you know, like we all feel like opera singers at some point in our lives. In the showers, we are just, you know, singing
everyone
loud, and we are divas. And that's what KUMD takes out of you, like gets the you to become that for those moments when you really enjoy a song. Like
when the music is moving you and you want and you say, and for those 3.5 minutes, mm-hmm. you say to yourself, I can sing. Or in my case, I can dance, or whatever it might be.
It's glorious.
It really is.
Everyone can sing.
Yeah. And, you know, the thing is that that is the power that we give you. We give you that power through music, 726-7181. And now we give you the power to be part of the station and own the station by becoming a member. We have a match still on the table for the next 6 minutes from Lindquist & Company. So I want to make sure, just so we stay on track, we need 2 more calls in the next 6 minutes, or what is it, 6.5 minutes, to make sure that we make this match, and we get every dollar from Lindquist & Company that is supporting KUMD today. 726-7181.